Hello, hi, I'm calling. Hello?
Good afternoon.
Hi, good afternoon. My name is Ed. I'm calling from National Opinion Service. I'm conducting an opinion survey, and I'd like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Would you be so kind as to give me just a few minutes of your time?
Well, what issues?
It's a survey. Am I speaking with Brian?
What issues are you talking about?
It's, you know, what's going on in the country. It's about drugs in the community. It's about the political situation, you know, and the next election is coming up in 2024. You know, stuff like that. Am I speaking? This is Brian, right?
Yeah. How'd you get my contact info, and what organization are you?
National Opinion Surveys.
National Opinion Surveys.
Service, yes, sir. It's a private organization. Does anyone in the household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
Mm-hmm. Which media outlet specifically? What do they call it?
It's a National Opinion Survey. It's a survey. It's just a survey. You know, we'd like to get your opinion on certain issues that is going on in your community and in the nation. That's all it is.
Mm-hmm.
Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Thank you. And are you 21 or older and registered to vote?
Yeah.
Thank you. I know that it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 election for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
Probably not vote.
You're not going to vote on this election?
Probably.
One of the most important. 50-50 then, right? More like a 50-50? Can I record
that? We got the worst candidates in my generation.
I know, but you might change your mind, right? 50-50, would that be okay if I record 50-50?
Yeah, let's do 50-50.
Thank you. Are you of Hispanic, Latino, Spanish origin?
Yes, I am.
Thank you. And so that will make you Hispanic or Latino. And if you don't mind me asking, what is your age? How old are you?
I'm 23 years old.
Thank you. Now I'm going to read you a list of different issues and concerns. Some people say they want the president and Congress most focused on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale of 0 to 10 how important of an issue it is for you to have them focus on. You said 10 if it is the most important, or 5 if it is somewhat important, and 0 if it isn't important at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10. Making college more affordable, 0 to 10.
Making college affordable is a 10 issue for me. Important.
Thank you. Lowering the cost of health care and prescription drugs. 0 to 10.
10.
There is
a national opinion.
Yes. Yes, sir. Reducing substance abuse in our communities. 0 to 10.
10.
Thank you. Improving kindergarten through 12th grade education. 0 to 10.
10.
10?
10, sir, yeah.
Thank you. Do you believe that health outcomes in general in the Hispanic and Latino community are better, worse, or about the same as in the white communities?
Worse.
Worse, thank you. And now I'm thinking about race relations in America today. Do you think things are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse for the Hispanic and Latino community?
It's getting better.
Getting better? Thank you. Which of the problems do you feel are having the most negative impact on the Hispanic and Latino community? And you can select up to two. I'm going to read you the list. Heroin, cocaine, meth, and crack. Vaping, ketamine, ecstasy, and other party drugs. Cigarettes, marijuana, and other cannabis products. Alcohol, opiates, and fentanyl. Which of these do you think is having the most negative impact on the Hispanic and Latino community? You can select up to two, or one will be fine too.
We'll say alcohol.
Alcohol, thank you so much.
Yeah.
Okay, I want to ask your opinion about something called tobacco harm reduction. Tobacco harm reduction is a public health strategy focusing on lowering the health risks associated with smoking cigarettes through cessation support, abstinence education, and moving adults who can or won't quit cigarettes to less harmful, smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products. Do you agree or disagree that advancing tobacco harm reduction will improve health outcomes in the Hispanic and Latino community?
I agree.
You agree, strongly agree, or somewhat agree?
I somewhat agree.
Thank you. Now I'd like to ask you to rate your familiarity with several different smoke-free tobacco nicotine products. For each, tell me if you are very familiar, somewhat familiar, or not at all familiar with the product. Heat, not burn tobacco products. Are you familiar with that?
Repeat the question, please.
Yes.
I didn't hear it.
Now I'd like you to rate your familiarity with several different smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products. For each, tell me if you are very familiar, somewhat familiar, or not at all familiar with that product. And the first one is heat, not burn tobacco products. Are you familiar with that?
Like vapes?
No, heat, not burn. Vape is going to come on the bottom. This is heat. Now, I believe that this is like chewing tobacco. It's heat, not burn.
Sure. Yeah.
Are you familiar with it?
Yeah. I'm
somewhat
familiar with it.
Very familiar or somewhat familiar?
Somewhat familiar.
Thank you. Oral nicotine pouches. Are you familiar with them?
No, somewhat familiar.
Thank you. E-cigarettes or vapes?
Somewhat familiar.
Thank you. I'd like to give you additional information about smoking today in America. As you may know, smoking rates have gone down consistently for decades. But about 30 million American adults are still smoking today. That's about 1 in 9 adults. Smoking remains the leading cause of preventable death. Accounting for nearly 500,000 Americans I've lost each year, that's about 1 in 5 deaths. And quitting is hard for adults who smoke. Only 1 in 10 who try to quit smoking are successful. Many have instead successfully switched from cigarettes, the most harmful form of tobacco, to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine alternatives. After hearing this, will you say the primary reason for these changes? Why? I'm going to read you a list and let me know if you think that that's the reason why these changes have occurred. Introduction of smoke-free alternatives to cigarettes to the market, more government restrictions and bans, more education and anti-tobacco advertising, the cost of smoking has gone up.
Yeah, sir. This is the best I could do with the survey. I do have to go at the moment.
All right. It's only a few more minutes. We're almost done.
That's okay. That's all right. I have to go. Thank you.
Okay. What am I going to do?